when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Here at Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back without wasting any more time. What we're trying to do, we had the great, the one and only General Nick Glastovic on. And, you know, what we're trying to do, we're trying to start, we're going to get to the Russia-Ukrainian war as soon as possible. What we've got to do, we're trying to lay the historical foundation. This Russia-Ukraine thing didn't just start out of the blue. It's been going on, well, actually since the Garden of Eden, but in modern times, probably the last 150 years or so. So we're trying to lay a historical, I know I'm repeating myself, a historical background, a historical framework, historical foundation to carry forth to the present day. And what we're going to show you is that it's always the same old enemy. This is my word. It's always the same enemy. It's the we have a biscuit in Florida calls them the devil's officer corps, the Jew. It's always the Jew. It's the same Jew that has that place in the Mideast they call Israel, which is nothing but an occupation land of Palestine being occupied by the devils, but the sons of the devil. They run the United States. The United States is part of my language. It's nothing but the bitch of Israel. They come in here. Israel comes around and slaps these American politicians and these Southern Baptist preachers. They slap them around like they're bitch, like a pimp, a New Orleans pimp slaps his bitches around for not bringing enough. That's what these Jews do to the United States. That's what they do to England and France. And until we can break that. You know, that's what we're trying to show you. It's always been the same people. And that, I'm going to shut up and go back to the general. General, I think we left off. We were talking about, we cover a lot of ground, but the historical part, General, we talked about the ethnic cleansing of Palestine, how the Jews went in. You talked about the Balfour Agreement, the Sykes Agreement. Where would you like to start right now to bring us? I forgot exactly. Go ahead, General.
Yeah, you made a point about the one thing to understand is that, for example, is media manipulates, and you have total censure on a global scale. You have a book by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who's probably he was one of the greatest living authors, Russian authors, who described, he wrote called 200 Years Together. It's never been translated into English. And he talks about the relationship between the Russian people and the Jewish minority in Russia and later. This book was banned in the West. You won't find a translation as far as I know, because if they don't like something, they have a tactic where they've occupied the vocabulary. They say you're a clear fascist, or you're a right winger, an anti-Semite, and so on and so forth. Well, how many churches have been torched in the West in the last 10 years? From the Notre Dame Cathedral, the greatest temple of worship in Christendom in France, torched. Canada, churches torched. But see, once you occupy the media landscape, then you occupy the narrative, the vocabulary, and people have lost that spirit of discernment. They don't search. They take everything, you know, for granted. Who's heard of the Assyrian genocide? I was in Syria. I like to go there myself. I don't like to, you know, take wisdom from other people, secondhand them. I like to see for myself. In Syria, Assad, his regime, he defended the Coptic church, the Assyrian church, and the other church, Catholic. I was in those monasteries, which the ISIS jihadist would have leveled if not for his protection. I talked to these priests. I walked down the same, in an open market where St. Paul began his crusade to the West.
Wow.
And that shaped European history. It's in Syria. I was in Aleppo, which was a city totally destroyed. And almost because 70% of the people in Aleppo were on the side of the regime, the Assad regime. And I was amazed to see the tomb. They said a tomb of St. George, which is a saint. You know, he's the patron saint of England. See, we have to enculturate ourselves with different cultures, and we have to research and stick to facts, not hearsay. Because I saw that with my own eyes. And Syria has been totally destroyed. Iraq doesn't exist anymore. Basically, you have Kurds up north. You have the Sunni and the Shiites. It's a country that's been bombed into the Stone Age. I was in the first Gulf War, and that was a massacre, really, not a war. But I can go on for look at the, for example, look at the pullout of in 2021 from Kabul in Afghanistan, if you remember, how chaotic that was. People trying to escape, and it brings back visions of Black Friday, 1975, when Saigon fell to the North Vietnamese.
Yes.
I think you can, Eddie, you can probably recall that when that happened. Eh?
Yes, sir.
So, and the Vietnamese, whatever we think of them, is they've been fighting for centuries, first against the Chinese, then against the French, and then against, when the Domino Doctrine came in. But had the State Department, who was the creator? He's a war criminal, Henry Kissinger. He can't go to Europe, they'll arrest him. Because they killed millions of people, Vietnamese, strategic bombing, defoliants. You know, they have, it's what they did there was, nobody ever paid the price, but he was the Secretary of Foreign, he basically orchestrated Americans' foreign affairs policy. But they could have had the Vietnamese on their side without a shot fired, because they, in the beginning, when they kicked the French out, they modeled their constitution on the American constitution. But then again, we saw what happened. You have that wall in Washington, 50,000 American boys died. You know what I mean, eh?
Yes, sir.
So, but if in the Bible it says that somewhere there's a line in the Bible, it says that a nation doesn't know its past or its history. I'm not saying this verbatim, is doomed.
Absolutely.
It's lost its wisdom and its way. You know, if you've lost your, if you lose our spirits of discernment, then because Christianity is basically it's a dead faith.
You know, Patrick Henry said that too, General. He said something, he kind of paraphrased it. He said he knew of no other light than the past to light his way into the future, pretty much. You know, if you don't know what happened in the past, you know, you're doomed to.
Yeah.
General, I'll tell you what, but you're just a huge, huge intellect. You know, you talked about, let's go back and talk about, there's so many things we could go to. But we kind of covered, a lot of our people know what's going on in Palestine. I'm going to go from Palestine to Syria. You know, just to make this quick. In this book, people, you can read it. It's called The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. I'm sure there's others out there. But basically what the Jews did, they came in from all over the world. They came in, a lot of them, from communist-occupied, Bolshevik-occupied Soviet Union at the time. They were armed to the teeth by the Stalin, even before Stalin, but Stalin heavily armed them. They were armed and financed by the United States, like the general said. That Balfour Agreement was responsible for getting Britain was getting ready to go to the peace table with Germany in First World War. The Jews came in, they signed the Balfour Agreement. The Jews said, if you will give us the Palestinian mandate, we will get the United States into the war, and you won't have to go to the peace tables. So fast forward to that, the Jews came in. They used rifles. They burnt houses. They bulldozed houses. They just got through bulldozing down another Palestinian school 2 days ago. They killed women, children, suckling babes. They poisoned wells. They poisoned farmland. They just used, and they said it. They'll tell you.
You know, David Ben-Gurion and all of his buddies, they'll tell you they used terror. They said they had to use mass terror. They had to just make these people horrified, scared to death to leave their land. They said they're going to clean those. They said it. They are going to ethnically clean Palestine because they wanted all Palestine to themselves. And they said the United Nations, United States, could go to hell. They didn't care because they own this. They own the United States, totally lock, stock, and barrel. That's what happened. And now they were trying to do that. And the general will correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what they're trying to do also in Syria, and people damning Syria to hell, damning Assad to hell. Yeah. Assad was the only guy. Go ahead, General. Go ahead, General.
No, we'll see. Okay. Why are they still in the Golan Heights? That's Syrian territory. I was in Lebanon, and they invaded Lebanon, so-called Operation Free Galilee. They killed thousands of civilians. You know, you see tanks. They're tanks, 100-millimeter gun, main armament. They're targeting high-rises. So why is there's a double standard? Who's ever being prosecuted by you? So you have an international war crimes trial in The Hague. It's set up in The Hague. I've never seen any Israelis there.
Never.
You know what I mean? So there's a double standard as far as. And then you mentioned, I think before, you mentioned Palestine,
General, we got to go to another break. I hear the music. We got to go to another quick break. Be right back after this break, General. Hang on, folks. We got to go back to the one and only General Nick as soon as we get back from this commercial break. Be right back, folks.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
Dear Blood River Radio family, you know what? We could do a broadcast literally for 12 hours straight with the General. I almost don't know where to go back. But anyway, we're going to go back during the break. The General was talking about some people like Bernie Madoff, Harvey Middleton, these other, and they're always Jews, people. It's always Jews all the time. Like the General said, 2.5% of the population own 50% of the investment banks, and they own 100% of the Federal Reserve in this country, which is, and y'all all know what the Federal Reserve is, but everybody listening to this program here will know what that is. But anyway, we were talking about, I'll let the General go back. I'll tell him where we're talking. The General was talking about smoke screens in battle where you can escape when you got to get the hell out of a place, and smoke screens in the media. Take up right there if you don't mind, General.
Well, yeah, because what you have globally now is you have circular reporting, where all the news are gathered in one place, they're disseminated, but they basically they're not set up for analysis, some sort of analysis. You have taboo themes that you cannot discuss. This is one of them: is Jewish predominance in the media, entertainment. Business. Look at Disney, for example. I mean, they're behind all of this. Look at the abortion debate, for example, and so on and so forth. So basically, you have architects of, I call them the architects of death. You had in Germany in the 1930s, they sent Rosa Luxemburg. She was a Polish Jew. She came from Poland to start a revolution in Germany, in Berlin. And of course, the Freikorps, the Germans, stood up and they got her and her partner there. You had Bela Kun, another Jewish guy. In 1918, they tried to start a revolution in Hungary. There was a short Soviet, they massacred people. There was a short Soviet red communist government there. And then the Hungarian patriot, Admiral Horthy, came in and he cleaned them up. And this guy fled back to where he was. But if you look at the NKVD, which is the Russian secret police, the communist police, a lot of the names were Jewish. See, what Solzhenitsyn talked about in the book, 200 Years Together, is how many of them held high position in the Bolshevik government after the Russian Revolution. They totally destroyed Russia. They destroyed hundreds of years of patrimony. The largest church in Moscow, the Christian Church, Orthodox Church, the Church of Christ the Savior, was destroyed, and Stalin watched from his balcony. It could 50,000 people could have fit into that holy edifice. God. They destroyed it with explosives. You'll find that on the internet. So they killed 250,000 Orthodox priests. Were killed in the revolution in the most brutal ways. They were buried alive, skinned alive. They were strapped to those paddle wheelers. Where they were torn piece by piece. People don't know about this, you know. So they're not only Stalin, the murderer of nations, his henchmen, they deported, tortured millions, killed millions. This is unknown in the West.
You know, General, talking about the way the Jews that had, you know, the Bolsheviks in the Soviet Union were murdered, you've told me before, they actually buried priests alive, Orthodox priests, buried them, nuns, raped nuns, buried them alive, set them on fire. Here's something else the West doesn't know. And I hate to interrupt, but this Alinsky, the Jew Alinsky, I call him, he's Alinsky in Ukraine.
Yeah, he wrote a book called Rules for Radicals.
Well, you know, Alinsky just got through, in the Ukraine, he just got through invading. Was it Saint John the Divine? Saint John, one of the oldest churches in the Ukraine, 900-year-old church. He had his troops invaded the church. They kicked the priest out. They desecrated the church. He's destroying churches in Ukraine. He's taking over radio shows like this one. He's taking over. He's killing his opposition in the political. It doesn't change, but I just wanted to interject that. So they're doing the same thing, General, in Ukraine right now, is the Soviets, is the Jews in the Soviet Union, in the Soviet Union, in Russia, in Poland, in the Ukraine. They're doing the same thing right now. But like you say, General, and I think I'll answer my own question. The American people, the British people, the French Christians, they don't know because, like you said, it's the smokescreen, the Jewish media smokescreen. Like we have a smokescreen, you said, excellent analogy. You said we throw smoke, pop smoke when we're trying to escape in a battle zone. Now the Jewish-controlled media has a smokescreen out there to keep our people from seeing all this. But my question, but go ahead. I'll have a question for you after a while, though. But go ahead, General. I hope I didn't interrupt too much. Okay. You got me really excited.
Yeah. No, but who killed the Russian royal family? Who killed the Russian royal family in Yekaterinburg? A guy called Yursky. He was a member of the kosher mafia. Yursky. He killed. He killed the He was a member of the Soviet terror squad. He murdered Tsar Nicholas and the children and the royal family. So that's I mentioned that Solzhenitsyn's book, 200 Years Together. Look at a guy called Saul Alinsky.
Right, right.
He even infiltrated the Catholic Church. Saul Alinsky, he wrote a book called that. People should look at this book. It's called Rules for Radicals. And this is the blueprint of what you're seeing happen in America today. These riots on the streets, you know, shops getting torched. Rules for radicals. And what he said, he said this, what I always remember this. He says, my hero, Lucifer, he was the first rebel.
Yes.
So there you go. Yeah. I mean, his template, the template for what you see in America today, these riots in the streets, this BL, this stuff, this total denialism that's happening through, you know, denialism of history, this 1619 project that says that America was built by, you know, by slaves that came there in 17th century and stuff like that, 168 genders. This is a part of that social deconstruct. And that was started by the Frankfurt School. People should look this. It's called the Frankfurt School of Social Engineering. And they were basically members of the kosher mafia that started this assault. Modern art, psychiatry is a scam. And of course, Bolshevism, which under the guise of equality, killed 110 million people worldwide. And they're still killing them in North Korea, concentration camps in China. But people don't see through. I mean, it's if you try to say this, you're going to get attacked by the Marxist mobs at the universities.
You know, you mentioned Saul Alinsky and his Rules for Radicals. Guess what Hillary Clinton did? She did one of her big theses, one of her papers when she was going to that elite school, was Wellesley College in the Mid-East, up in the East somewhere, New Jersey, New York. She did it on Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. That's what she did her paper on, General. And so, right, I mean, who could we name better as an icon, a symbol for?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yes, sir. She did that, and you know,
connect the dots. Yeah,
that's
connect
right.
the dots.
And that's who we have in the American government. We have these people that
but
worship
you have
Saul
terrible
Alinsky.
Things. Yeah.
Go ahead, General.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hope I didn't interrupt you.
You have total anti. You know, sorry, you have anti-hero of this postmodernist world. You have Frida Kahlo, a Mexican revolutionary who was a lover of Trotsky, who Stalin killed in Mexico with an ice pick, or his agents did. And she was just a total wreck of a human being. She's a hero today. You have, I mentioned other people. We mentioned Saul Alinsky. You have that Che Guevara, which, you know, he shot boys in the head, 14 years of age. He was another communist monster. People wear his image on T-shirts. I saw a guy a while ago. I was in Canada, and this guy's wearing a T-shirt, The Joy of Communism. So, you know, Mike Tyson, what does he have? A convicted rapist? He has on his arm tattooed the biggest mass murderer in history, Mao Zedong. And I was boarding an aircraft in Germany, and some guy on his forearm, he's got a statue of Stalin, the murderer of nations, on his arm, tattooed. So it tells you the whole world is basically covered in a veil of evil. And unless people wake up, you know, in the end, Christ is the final victor. You know, we the truth, you can deny the truth, but the truth wins in the end. But it'll be a tougher battle if you don't wise up.
You're 100% right. You know, we fight not, I think it's Ephesians that says we fight not, I'll paraphrase it, we fight not against flesh and blood. There comes the music. We got to go to another quick break, General. I can't believe this. The hour's going so fast. Go to a quick break, people.
We'll be right back
after this last commercial break.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The clock is ticking to midnight Eastern Time when Title 42 ends. The COVID-inspired regulations that let Border Patrol agents more easily turn back asylum seekers will be replaced by what the government says is a smoother asylum application process. But many of the tens of thousands expected to try to apply for asylum don't know that. And El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says that needs to change.
The immigration process is broken until Congress and Senate agree to disagree and come up with really an immigration process that works. There is no endgame, and that makes it really tough for a community like El Paso.
But House Republicans say the bill they intend to vote on today will improve what Speaker Kevin McCarthy agrees is a broken process.
We build our country based on the rule of law, but this is breaking down society by millions of people just coming across.
Democrats call the GOP bill cruel that will lead to more detentions. Encouraging news when it comes to what we will eventually be paying for some things, the Producer Price Index rose by 0.2% last month, and that continues what CNBC correspondent Dominic Chu says is a downward trend.
It's been now 8 months in a row that we've seen producer prices fall on a year-over-year basis. Now, in September of last year, we were running at an 8.5% annual clip. Fast forward to April, and now it's a 2.3% annual clip.
Meanwhile, a big increase in the number of people applying for jobless benefits last week, about 22,000 more than the week before. New York Congressman George Santos's legal troubles are not just the charges he currently faces. The New York Times reports prosecutors have many more questions about Santos's campaign finances. No changes to Louisiana's near-total abortion ban. A state legislative committee did not approve a plan to let the victims of rape or incest in Louisiana terminate their pregnancies. This is USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The Innis 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question: do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, we still have almost another half hour in general. I was going to say one more time, folks. I stay excited most of the time, but it's almost like supernatural. I got to get this out right quick. Like, I've been trying to get in touch with the general for at least 18 months. As a matter of fact, I read these quotes on my wall. I've told this the other day. I said, this is a quote that the general gave. Let's see if I can see it. He said this on June the 26th, 2021. So, general, when you speak, I listen. And you said, general, apathy is the new atheism. And you also said, when fear is the reaction, tyranny of the results. Those just two. Those are two of the quotes I have on my wall that the great general spoke. Here's one more. I got to read one more. It's on my wall. The general said this in May of 2021. It's probably hasn't been that long. I've been trying to get him that long. He says, and I quote, "An unspoken truth is worse than a lie." That's General Nick, May 2021. So, general, when you speak, I listen, brother. General, we were talking about Saul Alinsky, the Rules for Radicals, and I think we spoke about, I can't remember if we did on the break or not, but I've said something about Hillary Clinton was a big fan. She was, Saul Alinsky was one of her mentors. She did a paper when she, I believe she was at Wellesley College. It's one of these high-powered, uppity, you know, Ivy League schools in the East, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts. And they were, that's pretty much just
a hotbed of Bushism up there. And she also allegedly is a big-time lesbian, but she worshipped this Saul Alinsky. But that's where we were. And getting back to that, because we still have a few more minutes before we try to go into the future for the modern day, what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. But getting back to that, and this may be a rhetorical question, but just using Hillary Clinton as an example, because you don't get much more high power than Hillary Clinton in the United States government. Here we are, an icon. She was the wife of a president. She came within a hair of becoming the president of the United States. She was the Secretary of State. And it can be proven without a shadow of a doubt by her actions. She was a hardcore Bolshevik communist follower. If she followed Saul Alinsky, she would have to be. So, with that, with just prefacing what I'm going to ask, the question I'm going to ask, I guess it's dumb to even say the question, but how much does that have with what's going on in the streets of the United States, especially the United States? What's going on in Ukraine? You told me the other day, General, that London, I think you told me the city of London is like 70% non-white black. Are those the people, the so-called Hillary?
It's almost 50. The most common name in England now is United Kingdom is Muhammad.
God almighty.
So what you're seeing is basically you're seeing a population exchange. In France, every fifth inhabitant, citizen of France is an Arab. So you have these failed states, and these people are coming to Europe. And, you know, you have your own problems in the United States, right, with people coming in from Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras, these failed states.
Yes. In fact, my co-worker.
There's a population exchange going on. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And, you know, I always remember some people are more victims than others. But I think that Kevin McDonald, as a social anthropologist, he's brilliant. I'd suggest to people to read those three books that he wrote. It's a trilogy that describes the mental framework of the Chosenites. Because, you know, you're a soldier yourself. The first paragraph of any operational order is always this: friendly forces and courses of action, and enemy in courses of action. So unless we know that, we can't go forward.
Absolutely. You know that, General, we have about, let's see, 30, 48, 50, we have about another 20 minutes. If you can, let's fast forward to, we kind of covered history. We talked about one of my heroes in Syria.
Yeah, you want something on Ukraine.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Beth, if you can, tell us about the Ukraine, the war in Russia. No problem. Who started it? Anything you know about that? Who started it? Who's behind
what's happening? Yeah, listen. We don't have a crystal ball. We don't know how conflicts will end. But one thing's for sure that we have a picture that, say, most 33 Western countries are on the side of the Ukraine, right? And we know who Zelensky is. Okay, but the other countries, the most numerous countries in the world, population-wise, India and China are on the side of Russia. So we're probably living in the most dangerous time in history, because you remember the SALT, Strategic Arms Limitation talks.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but, you know, Russia's got 3,000 nuclear warheads, and America has a triad: nuclear submarines, the B-52. Of course, and missile strike force. So, and who else has nuclear? We talked. Israel has nuclear weapons in the Negev Desert. How did they get those nuclear? How did they get those nuclear weapons? And you know the word Armageddon. Armageddon. According to the Bible, that'll be the last showdown. So maybe there's something in that. That symbolic biblical, in the Book of Revelations, I think it's. I'm not a theologian, but I think the word Armageddon comes from Megiddo. That's where they have their nuclear sites. And how this will end, we don't know, Ed, because the Russians are learning. It's a learning curve. And they made mistakes in the beginning because they tried to attack on too wide a front, and they weren't the logistics. They outran their logistics. You remember those 50, 60 kilometer long convoys outside of Kiev. But also their intelligence was compromised because the Americans knew that that 3 months before the invasion would take place, that it would take place. And now we have a problem. Russia's now, what it's done, it's lengthened its border with NATO because Finland and Sweden have joined NATO now. So the border is almost twice what it was. And, you know, America is also, I mentioned that they pumped in $28 billion at least in weapons to the Ukrainian armed forces just since January. But Russia is also getting their weapons and ammunition and all their classes of material from China and the other countries. You know, all their drones are mostly Iranian made, the drones. So it's a war of attrition. And I think a good example of the use of American weaponry is when the two Neptune missiles, American made, sank the Russian cruiser Moskva, and that cruiser cost the battleship $750 million dollars. The ship cost, and each Neptune missile cost half a million. So we have a high expenditure of ammunition, but if you look at it, the front line, it looks more like, it's almost like the first World War trenches, overhead cover, people digging in, people, all the urban, your soldier, urban combat, every building is a fortress, basically. You got your ammo and stuff, water, grits in the basement. You know, you're basically every you can, there's 101 ways to die trying to take out a house. So we spent down in Bakhmut now. Yeah, so you know, I got shot trying to take out a house, and you'll learn lessons the hard way. So that's it. But how many lessons have learned now? We're going to see, because it's going to be better weather. I think I maybe mentioned before they're going to try to shorten the front line and attack more concentrated, more force on a narrow front than a wider front. And the question is, what are the Belarusians going to do? Because they face Ukraine to the north, the Belarusians, right?
Yes, sir.
It's anybody's game. But as far as new weapon systems, there's a lot of talk about them. But you being a soldier, you know, from design to battlefield introduction, it's, for a new weapon system, it takes a decade almost. So all this stuff, this is basically a testing ground for precision munitions, for drones, for combat, for smaller, not large infantry formations, but infantry formations that have better intel gathering capabilities, that are better armed and better equipped. So the face of war is changing. But again, I think we always have to remember is that not just the war itself, but the spiritual level that every conflict is fought on. I don't think you can have, the Russians know you can't have 168 genders. So the Hungarians and the Poles.
Yes. Well, General, we have to go to our last break, and we come back. You just hit one of my favorite pet peeves. So, dear Blood River Radio family, hang on to your seats. We're coming back with the General for one more segment. So hang on, folks.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. This has been one heck of a cram-packed hour. The general, golly, I've got so many questions, but listen, I'd just like to frame this. And I would ask you who's going to win. And we'll have to get him on again. General, while I got you on the line, when would be a good time for me to call you back? I would like to, could you think you could come on again next week?
Partner, I'm at your disposal. You call, just give me a heads up, and I'll be ready in an hour.
Great, because I have another 1,000 questions I'd like to ask you. But before I let you go, because we have two people that have been hanging on.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, no problem. You do your stuff, and I threw a wrench into your wheel there because something unexpected came up, so I I'm the blame. I take the blame.
You're fine. You're great.
We were late. We were late on the start line for the attack. So
what I was going to do, a couple of people here. You're great, General. We have a couple of people been hanging on. They want to ask you some questions. I was going to ask you about, I was just going to say that Russia, in my opinion, this is my last question. And when we bring you back next time, I'll tell you what, I'll save that question for next time. My question. Sister Nancy, do you have any questions for the General?
Not really. I just want to thank him for this wonderful talk that he's given. I've been very impressed, and I think there's a lot to learn from what the general has to say. Especially, I've always been very interested in the decimation of the Middle East. I've always, been sympathetic to the Muslims, and I think that obviously he understands those situations. He's been in those devastated countries. And if those people hate us, I say it's with good reason.
Go ahead, General.
Well, no, the Syrians don't hate. As I said before, they defended the Christian minorities from the ISIS. I mentioned the Assyrian Christians, there are three Christians there that basically went to the they were part of the they were independent they were all Christian faiths, because that is basically the cradle of Christianity is the Middle East, as we all know. But the Coptic Christians, the Assyrian Christians, and the Maronite Christians, they defended them from the ISIS, because what the ISIS would do, the terrorists, they would put a cross on the front on your door, on your above your window, or your door, above the door across, and then to come in and do you in. But so I talked to these people firsthand, and they thanked Assad for protecting them. So
I guess my point of view is, I have, for example, I spent some time
Yeah. Well, if you go to the Holy Land, you're going to see that Christ's grave. You have four churches guarding that grave. There's also the Coptic Christians from Ethiopia. But I think that now the American, as you say, the right, they're going to see that they're back in the wrong. You know, the support. Israel has basically become an aircraft carrier. You know, for what? For there's so much money being spent. How much money has America given to the state of Israel since its inception?
Trillions.
And they're still giving them money. So they're living from three. Yeah, they're giving billions. It's like for the Israeli army had communication systems before the American army got the
yes.
Patriot, the anti the Patriot system. You know, the anti missile system. The money pouring in all the time. And look, and the third is the Israeli the might of the monetary might of the Israeli lobby. You know, like I always say, the real terrorists are the bankers.
You got that right, Miss Sister Braveheart. Do you have a question?
I just want to say I'm so happy that you are back. I know that Eddie was really looking for you, General Nick Glasnovic. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, and it's just been really great to listen to.
Sure, that's correct. I was in the doldrums. I was out of the limelight for a while, for a good reason, because. I know some of the guys that are fighting there, and for respect for their families, I didn't want to mention any detail, you know.
Yes,
so some of
yes,
them
I understand
some
that.
Some of them have died. So.
There's been a
POW exchange, and so, you know, some wars, it's not an option to be taken prisoner, as you know, Eddie knows.
You got that right.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make one comment, you know, after listening to you and Eddie talk, and we are in this epic struggle between good and evil. And I think that came out quite clearly in the things that you're saying. And in that, within that struggle between good and evil, one of the big pillars of their war against us is this psychological war, the information war. And, you know, you were talking about the media that, you know, they're not really, they are not at all telling us the truth about what's going on. And everything is actually quite inverted. I mean, almost everything is the opposite of what they've taught us and told us. And when I say taught us, exactly. Yeah, schools and universities and whatnot.
Yeah,
and then, of course, the media.
Yeah,
psyops. And the media is owned by those who are waging this war against us. So it is not surprising that they invert everything and lie to us about everything. So that was my general comment, you know, with regards to all the things that you've been talking about. I have a few more things I could mention, but we're very limited on time, and I'll you know, give it back to you.
You hit the nail on the head, because there's a terrible saying in the army, I don't want to insult anyone, but they say, what's the difference between love and rape? Marketing. So if you occupy the narrative, half the battle's won. Half the battle's won. So that's the world we live in today. Well, you know, we know who the father of lies is, do we not?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
We certainly do.
Just when you said
that we need it. Christians need this. Yeah. So we need the spirit of discernment, and that's given to us by God. So we have to bring that. But we're so polluted with mainstream media. And people, Hollywood film is not history.
Look at
I don't know, you people know better than I do, you guys, but DeSantis seems to be fighting the fight in Florida, because he canned that Walt Disney World there. Now even Superman's a homosexual.
You know, speaking of DeSantis, you know, General DeSantis was a great DeSantis. We were all had our horses. We were all pulling for his horse. But, you know, DeSantis and the fellow Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, United States Congress, Kevin McCarthy and Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis flew to Israel and signed legislation into law, a Florida state law that says it's a felony, a class three felony, to distribute certain types of literature that expose the Jews, for instance, if it exposes the Jews, it just tells truth. If they say This is who owns the media. This is who owns the pharmaceutical companies. These are how many dual citizens we have. That's a third degree felony in Florida now. You can't even project one of these lights, kind of like the old Batman movies. And I was very, very disappointed in DeSantis. I wonder if he's a plant, et cetera. But I have one last question. Go ahead, General.
Go ahead, fire away.
I have one last question. I know this is probably a rhetorical question, and I'm going to make a statement, then I'll ask you a question. Now, our information is that since Vladimir Putin, excuse my tongue tied, became to Russia, he drove out all the Jewish oligarchs. He ran the Jewish bankers out. Restored like 80% of the treasure of the Russian treasures to the people of Russia. There's a big Christian revival there. There's been hundreds, if not thousands, of Christian churches rebuilt. He was a Bible believing Christian. I think it was Sister Nancy told me his mother baptized him in secret because at the time, being a baptized Christian in the Soviet Union over that area was a death penalty. So my question is, and I'm saying this, I think I'm going to make this statement. I'm going to ask you, am I right or wrong? I think Putin and the Russians represent the last, first of all, they're the last Christian stronghold in the world. The United States is no longer a Christian nation. Neither is France. Neither is Britain. They represent good. And they also represent probably the largest repository of white Christians, white people on the face of the earth. So with that statement, is Putin and the Russian people, are they God's people? Are they Christian people? Are they fighting against the devil himself? Go ahead, General.
See, the Russians, the Orthodox Russians, they see the West as corrupt. They see genital mutilation of children, the destruction of the family. They see this. The West is based on Christian foundations. The Western culture, civilization, is based on the Ten Commandments. That in the West is passé. Most Western Europe is no longer a Christian nation. But I think there's two other countries you should look at: is Poland and Hungary. Hungary kicked out George Soros and his Open Society. You know who George Soros is?
Oh yes, sir.
The Open Society guy.
I've got his name written down right here.
They protect the family. Yeah, they protect the family. They're against this idiotization. They're against the sexualization of children in schools. So Orban is a pretty good guy, too. He's one of the last, the old breed in Hungary. Poland's still hanging off there. They have faggot-free zones. Excuse my language there. Because
that's
the Poles
language.
Also, you know, they suffered from both sides, left and right. But the Poles still hang on to their Christian, they're a Catholic identity. But so Croatia, too. But we've got to fight with the communists here in Croatia. Because you see, they're like a wormwood in the attic. They're like a parasite. You know, you think they're dead, but they come back, right?
Yes.
So they're tough to kill. That red dragon is pretty. He's tough, resilient. You got to keep fighting them, right? You can't just give up. So we have problems here because there's an important word that people should know in the West. It's called lustration. And these lustration laws were passed in a lot of post-communist countries to kick out the old cadres, you know, old secret police cadres, people that brainwashed people. And you can't be a teacher if you're in a communist party in Hungary, you know, because you're basically brainwashing kids. But yeah, so you have now is but you have terrible things happening, that the sexualization of children. You have this Kinder Laden movement where children are sexualized. You know, it's almost legalized pedophilia. I don't, what's next, zoophilia? I'm not sure anymore.
It's happening right now.
The West,
General,
is totally collapsed morally.
We're completely out of time, General.
All right, all the best to you and your gang.
God bless you, General. I'll be getting back to you. It's just almost like a miracle I was able to contact you after trying for a year and a half to 2 years. Thank you so much, General. You have made my year.
I was out, partner.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll be getting back to you, brother.
Keep scrapping. Dig in.
Yes, sir. You got that right.
Fix bayonets and get
ready. That's right. That's my motto. Fix bayonets. Lock and load. God. Thank you, General.
And,
Thank you, General.
My grandfather used to say, "All for Christ against the communists."
That's another one of our great mottos. You got that right, General. God, General, thank you so much. If you see Thomas Sutter, tell him that Baba Deer said hello. That's it, people. That's the one and only, the great General Glasnevik, who I don't have anybody I admire.